Hey there, welcome to episode 3. I am super excited to chat to you about the first welcome email. Now, this is something that has come up quite a few times when chatting to members, and it causes a lot of anxiety, or it's something that people just completely forget to do at all, right? Just welcome email. Yeah, it's not really that important, but it actually is. And the way that I've always explained it is your welcome email or your welcome sequence is like your online home. It's like you've literally opened the door to your home and you're welcoming people inside. Here's the thing, you would never invite someone to your house, invite them in, and then just leave them alone, right? You'd probably get them a drink. You'd probably take them on a tour. You'd probably ask them if they, want to sit down and chat. But you wouldn't just, throw them in, pop them in the lounge, and just leave them to it. And so it's the same with our welcome emails. The reason why we want to have some type of welcome email experience is so that the people who join your world get to know a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and ultimately how you can help them. So, in a recent feedback loop coaching conversation with a new client, we were talking about their welcome sequence, and she was basically saying, I haven't actually had anyone join my email list in over 12 months. That's an entire other side story. But two, I'm so glad that we talked about going through the welcome email sequence because I hadn't even reviewed it for 12 months. And her welcome sequence was talking about things that were no longer relevant. It was referring to a business that she doesn't even have anymore. And it was just completely out of alignment. And so I want you to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing with your welcome email experience, that you review this on a regular basis. Now, I change my welcome email probably every 90 days, at least every 6 months. I'm reviewing it, I'm tweaking, I'm refining because we're not static. We don't stay the same. And particularly as a manifesting generator, things move around a little bit. A lot. It depends. So you want the flexibility to be able to tweak things and adjust based on how people are coming into your world, but also what your business is doing. So we sat down and we reviewed her very first welcome email because that's the most important email. After someone gets access to the thing that they've signed up for, the next email sets the tone for the relationship. And so that welcome email needs to do a couple of different things. Number one, it needs to make sure that it literally introduces the person to you, who you are, what you do, who you serve, all of those things, but encourages them to unsubscribe if they don't gel with anything that you've just said. This is the number one thing that most people, when I tell them to do this, are hesitant in doing it. But here's the thing, you genuinely only want to be speaking to people who actually resonate with what it is that you're saying. And if they don't, that's totally fine. I personally am paying for the people who are on my email list, so I want to make sure that they genuinely want to be there. I don't want to be spamming someone's inbox just because they signed up for this free thing and that's all they wanted. And that's totally fine. So, in your very first email, definitely make it so that people can actually unsubscribe straight away. You don't need people in your world who don't actually want to hear from you because that harms your open rate, it harms your deliverability, and it harms your engagement. So, encourage people to unsubscribe in your very first welcome email. You will be surprised at how little people unsubscribe. But the ones that do, that's great, right? We can't serve every single person in this world. So, your action step today is pretty simple. It is to review the very first welcome email in your email sequence or create one if that's you. And two, make sure that you encourage people to unsubscribe. Your welcome email is an extension of you. It is your welcoming party, right? It's you opening the door and say, come on in. So don't be afraid to be yourself, to use your personality But don't forget to make sure that you're reviewing this on a regular basis. And that's it for today's Simple Success session. If you want support around creating your own welcome email experience, or you want to tweak and refine what you already have in place, then I'd love for you to come and check out the feedback loop. It is 30 days of one-on-one coaching with me, daily feedback, weekly Voxer support, 100 USD. That's it. You can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And until next time, remember, simple action leads to beautiful results.